Welcome to Insights for Eternity with Pastor John Edmiston. In-depth Bible teaching that will prepare you for life and for ministry. If you would like some formal training, which is very affordable, go to his website at harvesttimeinstitute.org. That is HARVESTIME Institute.org. Now, open your Bibles as we listen to today's lesson.
Hi, this is Pastor John Edmiston with Insights for Eternity. God bless you all as we go through the Gospel of Luke, and today we'll be doing a Luke chapter 11, verses 24 to 26. So grab your Bibles, pens, and notebook as we study these three very unusual verses. And before we do that, let's pray. Father in heaven, we ask that your word will become true in our hearts and our minds. It is true. We ask we will realize the truth of it, that you will open our spiritual eyes and spiritual ears to understand your word today. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, let's look at this passage. Luke 11, verses 24 to 26. When the unclean spirit has gone out of a person, it passes through waterless places seeking rest, and finding none, it says, I will return to my house from which I came. And when it comes, it finds the house swept and put in order. Then it goes and brings seven other spirits more evil than itself, and they enter and dwell there, and the last state of that person is worse than the first. Now, this is quite simply saying that after you've done a deliverance with someone and cast the evil spirit out of them, they need something in its place. They need the Holy Spirit. They need God's Spirit. They need the Word of God dwelling in them, because your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit. That temple has to have an indwelling spirit. That spirit should be the Holy Spirit. So after a person has been delivered of a demon, they should be immediately led in a prayer of salvation, immediately baptized with water and baptized in the Holy Ghost, and they should invite the Holy Ghost into them to be filled with the Holy Spirit. You see, your body is a temple. It's a temple. It's a spiritual temple. It can be a temple of an evil spirit, or it can be a temple of the Holy Spirit. And we find in 1 Corinthians 6 that Paul says, do you not know that your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit? The human body was designed to give spiritual expression to God. We are made to be in the image of God, and our body is a temple that can be filled with God. We can be filled with all the fullness of God. That's Ephesians chapter 3, about verse 20. And so we find that we can be filled with all the fullness of God. We can have spiritual indwelling in our bodies. Now, the spirits that can indwell our body can be good, or they can be very, very evil and nasty and wicked, as we find with the Gadarene demoniac. And in the end times, the Antichrist will be a person fully filled with a demonic being, the dragon, and this person will be completely possessed by Satan in enormous power and authority. So we find there are various ways that spirits can indwell inside of people. And we find one category of spirits that can indwell people is called unclean spirits. Now, we're not 100% certain about what unclean spirits are, so I will give you my version, okay, which agrees with some other Bible teachers as well. Unclean spirits are the kind of spirits that are the lowest level of demon. They can be easily cast out of people. We find even the disciples casting them out, and the Christians in the New Testament casting out, and Jesus casts out a lot of them. They can be incredibly destructive. The Gadarene demoniac had a legion of unclean spirits dwelling in his body. And we find the epileptic boy was possessed by an unclean spirit, and many other people who had been bent over by Satan and afflicted. And we find that unclean spirits cause mental illness and physical disease. They are also unclean in their nature. So the Gadarene demoniac was naked in the tombs and terrifying people as well. They're unclean in their physical conduct, and they attract people to unclean behavior. So you see some people and you go near them and they're filthy and they're disgusting and they have unclean behavior and they frighten you. Well, that fear you feel often when you're near someone like that is the presence of evil spirits in these people, making them mad. It's not just a mental illness. It's being possessed by an unclean spirit. Now, if you're near someone who's just mentally ill without being demon-possessed, you're not afraid of them. They say, oh, that poor person, they're depressed or they're psychotic or they have high levels of anxiety, and you don't feel it in your own spirit, the fear. But when you're near someone who's mentally ill because of an unclean spirit, you go near them and you feel afraid, you feel disturbed, you feel, no, this is off, and there is a sense of that this person has a nature that's different from normal human nature. So when an unclean spirit gets into a person, it takes away their normal human nature, to some extent it damages it, and takes them over to an unclean, filthy nature, whereby this person can only think about unclean things. And that's part of the danger of pornography, is it drags people off into an unclean lifestyle where they can easily become demon-possessed through the images that they're seeing and the activities that they're engaging in. So what do we learn? Let's get into this. The unclean spirit is a kind of demon, and where multiple of these demons can indwell a human body. We find in this case, we have 7 unclean spirits dwelling a person, and with legion, we have a legion. That's 10,000 or so unclean spirits dwelling in a single human body. So think of the human body as a temple, and the temple in Jerusalem had many, many, many different rooms, and these demons, these unclean spirits, occupy all the rooms in the temple. So you may have many sections of your personality, and each of these unclean spirits, if a person was demon-possessed, could take different parts of your psyche. They have their little rooms to themselves, and they take over the person, and they control the person. And one of the ways that they often get into people is through severe trauma. The personality splits into different sections in order to cope with the trauma, and the person is unable to cope, and the demonic beings come into them. That's very unfortunate, but that's why the devil likes war. He likes war, he likes rape, he likes plunder, he likes all that kind of thing, because the result is lots and lots of traumatized people that the devil can take hold of. So that's the unclean spirit. They cause madness, illness, debased behavior, filthy behavior, and sinful lifestyles of various sorts. And a person can have many of them, which is why if you're doing deliverance, you need to get all the spirits out of a person by commanding them in the name of Jesus. Fortunately, they tend to come out quite easily. If you command them with authority in the name of Jesus, though, the one with the boy with convulsions needed some prayer and fasting in one account. But the name of Jesus is adequate to drive out unclean spirits. I want to make a little contrast here between unclean spirits and fallen angels. The unclean spirits seem to be a different kind, a different race from fallen angels. There is no way we can cast out the demon of Lucifer, the dragon, the major spirits, such as the one that the Prince of Persia spirit that Daniel saw. We don't cast them out because they don't go into human bodies. They have wings, they fly through the air, they battle with other demons, or other fallen angels in the unseen realms. We find Michael and his angels are fighting against the devil and his angels, or beings, his demons, in the heavenly realms in Revelation, I think, chapter 14. So we find all these things going on, Revelation chapter 12. And so we find these things going on in the spiritual realms, and the fallen angels are princes of the work in the air. We have Satan is the prince of the power of the air, and we battle not against flesh and blood, but against powers and principalities in the heavenly realms. Now, the unclean spirits aren't in the heavenly realms. They're inside human bodies or the bodies of animals like pigs. So they're not part of the heavenly realms, the first, second, and third heavens. They're running around here on earth. Earth is their home. They want to be inside a body of some sort. So they're different from the fallen angels that are up in the heavenly realm. So there's at least 2 categories of demonic beings: unclean spirits, which we have easily authority over, and the powers and principalities that we have to wrestle with. And it's a very dark and difficult job to wrestle against powers and principalities in the heavenly realms, and that requires the combined action of the church in purity, faith, and unity, and that's a different kind of warfare altogether. The unclean spirits can be driven out with a command in the name of Jesus. So the next thing is that the unclean spirit is driven out of this person through an exorcism of some sort, and it goes through waterless places. Well, what does this tell you? Unclean spirits want water for some reason. They want to be in a watery environment, such as a human body, a pig, or in the lake where the pigs went into. For some reason, we don't know why, unclean spirits like watery environments. They don't like dry places at all. They want to be in a watery environment that gives them substance. They want to take over a body and use that body for their own evil purposes. They want to use someone's voice, someone's mind, someone's arms, someone's legs. They want to take over a body and use it to do their foul and wicked purposes, to attack people like the Gadarene demonic did, or to humiliate people, or to destroy a human body and throw it into the fire in a destructive rage. They want to cause damage, they want to cause harm, but they want to do it from inside a human being. So they want to be in something such as a person or a pig or an animal that has water. Now, we don't know anything more about it than that. So it goes through waterless places seeking rest for its evil nature, and finding none, it says, I'll return to my house from which I came. What's the house? The house is the body of the person who was exorcised. So your body, as I said at the beginning, is a temple. It's a house. It's a spiritual house in which spirits dwell. It's not just a biological assembly of DNA and proteins and all the rest. Your body isn't just bones and blood and organs. It's also a house for spiritual beings. So spiritual beings want your body. They desire it. They want to be in there. And of course, the Holy Spirit wants to dwell in you. That's the main thing that we want as Christians, is to be wonderful temples of the Holy Spirit. And we should not dedicate our bodies to evil. That's why it says, consecrate your bodies as your right service to God. Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind and giving over your bodies to obedience to God. I've just had a mental blank on that. Anyway, our bodies are to be given over to the will of God, not to the will of demons or to lust or perversion. So your body is a house. It's a spiritual house. It's a spiritual temple. The body is swept and in order. In other words, after the exorcism, everything's set right. The person is in their right mind. They're wearing their right clothes. They're doing their right behavior. They've sorted their life out. And their body is now attractive and good. Just like the Gadarene demoniac, after the unclean spirits had left, he was dressed and he was in his right mind and he was going to lead a sane life. So we see, fortunately, that the Gadarene demoniac believed in Jesus. He was born again after this experience and went out to tell people and to evangelize. We know that the Spirit of God dwelt in the Gadarene demoniac. He wasn't empty. But in this case, where the demon had been driven out and no evangelism had taken place, the person is just clean. They're just empty. They're an empty vessel. You're to be a vessel for God. In this case, the vessel is empty and doesn't have any spiritual content, which is why you need spiritual content. You need the Word of God dwelling in you. You need the Holy Spirit dwelling in you. You need to lead our life that is righteous and good. You need to listen to this broadcast and to other broadcasts like it that tell you the truth about God. So we find that after this exorcism has happened to this person and nothing more is done, they're normal, they're in their right mind, but they're empty. They have not been saved. They have not been filled with the Holy Ghost. They do not have God dwelling in them. And that is why you should get people to be filled with the Holy Spirit. Ephesians 5:18, filled with all the fullness of God, Ephesians chapter 3. You need to be filled with God. You don't want to be empty of God. You don't want to be a dry bone in a dry valley. You need to be filled with the Lord Jesus Christ. And if you haven't got born again yet, you need to get born again so that you can be sane in your right mind and growing spiritually all the time. You want to be growing spiritually all the time, filled with God, engaged in godly behavior, consecrated unto the Lord in body, soul, mind, and spirit, and your body, as a temple of the Holy Spirit, is to be dedicated to the good works that God has made beforehand for you to do. Your body is to do God things and not sinful things. So anyway, the house is swept in order, and what does the demon do? And when it comes, it finds the house swept and put in order, then it goes and brings seven other spirits more evil than itself. Well, this tells us a couple of things in a few words. Firstly, that you can have eight spirits in one body, the original spirit and seven other evil spirits. So a human body can have at least eight spirits dwelling in it, and the spirits are of different nature. It says seven spirits more evil than itself. So if the original evil spirit was one of, say, arthritis, then it brings in seven more evil spirits. One might be madness, one might be heart disease, one might be leprosy or whatever. And they take over the person and make their life totally miserable and mentally deranged and full of failure and death and torment. So the person is now extremely tormented because they have eight unclean spirits, whereas at the start they only had one. So what this also tells us is there must be a lot of unclean spirits out there, so that Legion has many and some people can have eight. There's a numerous number of unclean spirits out there looking for human bodies in which to dwell. We don't know about the origin of the unclean spirits, but we know they're the bottom rung of the spiritual ladder, and they crowd into people and into animals and into things that have a kind of a watery body. And we know that when the body dies, the spirit leaves. So that when our body dies, our spirit leaves and goes to God. And it makes that clear in Ecclesiastes chapter 12. So when the evil spirits are in someone and the person dies, they have to go somewhere else. They might go to judgment, they might go to another person. We don't know what happens to evil spirits. Our human spirit goes to judgment before the Lord. So when the body dies, the spirit can't dwell in it anymore, and has to go somewhere else, or in the case of the human spirit, goes before the judgment seat of Christ. That's for Christians, or it goes before the great white throne for non-Christians. And so we know that the spirit can't hang around when the body is deceased. It needs a body to dwell in. So there are gradations of evil. Some spirits are more evil than others. They're not all the same. Some are a little bit bad, some are a lot bad, and some, like the Holy Spirit, are pure and holy. Now, this takes us over to the state of the temple in Ezekiel chapter 8. Ezekiel was a prophet just before the fall of Babylon, and when the whole place of Jerusalem was absolutely wicked, it had become the most wicked city on earth, and God was about to judge it and raise it to the ground. And Ezekiel goes in the spirit to the temple, and God tours Ezekiel around and a sort of out-of-body experience, and he looks at what's going on. And there's all sorts of idolatry going on in this temple. And then eventually the Holy Spirit leaves, the glory of God leaves the temple, and it's just full of these demons. So what's happening there? Let's take the temple of the Holy Spirit the temple of God as an example of what's happening here. The demons, the demonic things that are happening there, the worship of all these Babylonian deities, etc., in the temple, is like a Christian who is oppressed. Their body has many evil spirits in it, but the Holy Spirit's still there. But eventually the Holy Spirit leaves, in the case of Ezekiel chapter 8. So we find that some Christians are in a state where they're compromised. They have the Holy Spirit tucked away in the core of their being. They've been saved at some point, but all the exterior rooms of their house are filled with evil spirits. And so they have to be cast out. Sometimes people need to burn their magic items to get rid of their juju, to get rid of things that were associated with sorcery, and to break curses and spells that have been put on their life. Now, if you need to do that, if you think that you might have some unclean spirit trying to dwell in you because of things you've done in the past or sins you've been engaged in, and that you are being tormented by those spirits, you need to repent of the activity that caused that, and then the evil spirit will leave. You need to command them to go out by the name of Jesus, and your pastor can help you with that. But also, I have a prayer, and I want you to write this down. globalchristians.org/cleansing. globalchristians.org/cleansing. That's global Christians, that the word global, G-L-O-B-A-L, Christians, christians.org/cleansing, C-L-E-A-N-S-I-N-G. There's a prayer there that you can pray, and I find it's very helpful for people to get hold of that prayer, download it, and use it like a spiritual antibiotic twice a day. You pray the prayer twice a day, confess the sins of yourself, your parents, and your ancestors, ask to be filled with the Holy Spirit to replace it, and that is a great house-cleaning prayer. It's helped thousands of people. I've been using it since 1984, and lots of people's lives have been changed by that prayer, where people can help clean out their temple, clean out their house. And so, of course, your behavior needs to line up. You need to burn idols. You need to burn witchcraft stuff. You need to burn drug paraphernalia. You need to get rid of evil books and stuff about Freemasonry and all those kind of secret societies, Rosicrucians, all the rest. You know what's going on in your place, in your culture, and you need to repent of everything that could cause an unclean spirit to come into your life. And so you need your friends to pray for you, or if you're a pastor, you need to pray for people in your church for complete and total deliverance. Delivering people from demons is a normal part of the Christian life. It is not something to be afraid of. Of course, you want your life to be pure. You want your life to be holy. You want to pray together and pray for protection when you get evil spirits out of people. But we find the disciples doing it as a routine matter. We find Jesus doing it as a routine matter. We find the apostles in the New Testament in the book of Acts doing it as a routine matter. This is just part of spiritual housekeeping. And you are to command the evil spirits to leave your life and the life of other people in the name of Jesus, because Jesus is the name that's above every name. And at his name, every knee must bow on heaven and earth and under the earth. And you can get rid of these unclean spirits. You have authority to deal with them. And we see that in Luke chapter 9 and Luke chapter 10. So what happens, we go back to the section in Luke here, is a person who was left empty, who was left spiritual empty, ends up, the last state of that person is worse than the first. If we don't do deliverance, if we don't get the evil spirits out of people, if we don't make sure they're born again and baptized and filled with the Holy Ghost, they will end up worse than before the crusade that you conducted. So if you're going out, you're doing evangelism, you're doing miracles, you're doing deliverance, you're getting rid of unclean spirits and casting them out, you have to make sure that the person is fully saved all the way through, they're baptized in water, they're baptized in the Holy Ghost, and they're filled and they're instructed in the basic things of God. Otherwise, their life will go astray. Don't let them go back to a life of crime or a life of prostitution or a life of drugs and drunkenness. You must disciple them out of the things that invite evil spirits into them. That's why they need to get rid of their pornography, their magic items, and of any evil and wicked behavior, such as drunkenness, fornication, all the rest. You have to tell them, no, we don't want you doing that. That's what got you into this mess in the first place. And you have to disciple them and discipline them, and you have to be firm with them as they join the church. You're going to lead a disciplined life from now on. You tell them that, and you help them to straighten out. And you want to make sure that their body is consecrated to the Lord and that their body is a temple of the Holy Spirit that is not engaged in any kind of sin or worshiping anything, even just a financial sin, any kind of sin. They're to put that aside and to worship God alone. So when you see people that are crazy, that are mad, that are going from misfortune to misfortune, where they seem to never, ever get a break in life, as soon as they try and do something, it's messed up and they're never getting anywhere, there may be an unclean spirit in their life. There may be a curse over their life. There may be something that is bringing them down, and they don't seem to be able to think straight, do anything straight, or do anything sensible. That can be due to the presence of an unclean spirit disturbing their mind and disturbing their health. We find that mental illness, physical illness, weird behavior, that's due to the presence of unclean spirits. And we need to get those unclean spirits out of the people in our society and in our church. And we do that through the authority of the name of Jesus. But as we cast these spirits out, we don't just leave it there. We don't leave them empty. We don't leave them without some resource. We have to fill them with the Word of God. We have to fill them with the love of God. We have to fill them with the Spirit of God. We have to make sure they're baptized and they're straight and they're discipled. And they should be filled with spiritual things, especially with the Holy Spirit, that will drive out all the unclean spirits. Make sure that your people are filled with God. And the easiest way for them to be filled with God is for them to be focused on God. Filling follows focus. If you're focused on an angry thing, you will be filled with anger. But if you're focused on spiritual things, you will be filled with spiritual things. For the mind set on the flesh is death, but the mind set on the Spirit is life and peace. So get your people focused on spiritual things, not on junk, not on money, not on cars, not on getting airplanes, not on having God bless them with more and more money and status in life. That's important. But what's most important is they're filled with the kindness and character and goodness of the Lord Jesus Christ, that they're not going backwards, they're going forward. They're not going in the flesh, they're going in the Spirit. They're not going back to ancestral ways and ancestor worship and involvement in occult routines or worshiping demons or going to juju or going to witch doctors. Take that away from them. Say, no, no, no. Don't go back to those places that have led you and your culture and your people into subservience to unclean spirits. We have to drive them out through the authority of the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. They respond to authority. Remember, the people said, behold, he casts out unclean spirits with a word. Jesus has authority, and you have authority, because all authority in heaven and on earth has been given to Jesus and delegated to us within our area of responsibility. And you, too, can cast out the unclean spirits. And these passages tell us a lot about how they operate and how you are to deal with them. And you are to make sure that the people under your care, under your discipleship, are not subject to unclean spirits, but are instead filled. Remember, your body is a place of spiritual indwelling. It's a temple. It's a house. It's a place that's meant to have spiritual beings dwelling inside it. But God has made you to be an expression of the nature of God, to be an image of God, to show God to all of creation. That's what an image of God looks like. And so at the beginning of creation, the deer and the crocodiles, what's God look like? What's our creator look like? And they would say, look at the human beings. They're in the image of God. That's what God's like. Because we were meant to be indwelt with God, which was God, why God breathed into us. So remember, you're a temple of spiritual beings. Make sure you're a temple of the Holy Spirit. This is John Edmiston signing off with Insights for Eternity. God bless you all.
Thank you for listening to Insights for Eternity with Pastor John Edmiston. We hope that you have been blessed. May the Lord strengthen you as you do his work. If you want to contact John Edmiston, just send an email to johned@cybermissions.org. johned@cybermissions.org. May the peace of God be with you.